Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Little Donovan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Read, listen, ask questions on any topic under the small business sun. Whatever you got on your mind, we got something you can do there on that topic in 5 seconds, 15 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can do in any time frame that you got. And read, listen, ask questions. Check out the blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Didn't that sound like fun? I promise you it would be. And now that we got Tom Hegna. Tom's a new friend, but he's going to become an old friend. He's got a lot to teach us. He's a retirement expert. He's the author of the upcoming book, Paychecks and Playchecks. What the heck's a playcheck, Tom?
Well, let me tell you what. When you retire, all right, what you want to do is you want to make sure you've got your basic expenses covered with guaranteed income. And, you know, some people say, well, Tom, I've already got that. I've got a pension. And then I just smile and I say, well, you know what? You need a playcheck. You just don't need a guaranteed paycheck. You need a playcheck. And what the playcheck is, if I had to ask you, Jim, what day of the week do you go golfing? Do you go to Home Depot? You know, do you get your hair cut? Most people would say it's Saturday. Well, the day you retire, every day is Saturday. Many people won't just need a paycheck. They're going to need a playcheck.
And that's right.
All, you know, I talk about in retirement is guaranteed paychecks and guaranteed playchecks.
I like that. You know, I took a longevity test online the other day. And it showed I was going to ask you a lot of different questions about your lifestyle and your history, your genetics and things like that. Do you smoke, drink, et cetera? And this thing determined that I was going to live to be 90. Tom, it scared the heck out of me. I can't afford to live to be 90.
Well, you can't afford not to live to be 90. I can show you how you can afford to live to be 90.
These days, somebody's told me that these days people are saying, how long is dad going to work and how long is mom going to live? That's kind of the thought process of retirement, isn't it?
Well, here's some interesting things on longevity. First of all, for every 65-year-old couple, you know, there's a 50% chance one of them will live to be 92.
Right.
And there's a 25% chance one of them will live to be 97. So people are living longer. But what people don't realize is that longevity is not just a risk in retirement. Longevity is a risk multiplier.
Yes.
And Jim, what I mean by that is, you know, inflation's a risk and market is a risk and, you know, withdrawal rate is a risk, but none of those matter if you die in 3 years. It doesn't matter if the stock market went down 40%.
Right.
But every year that you live, all of these other risks are multiplied. And so you've got to take longevity risk out of the equation, and you do that by buying a lifetime income annuity, and Social Security is an example of a lifetime income annuity.
No. I'm not going to let you get away with that, Tom.
All right.
Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It's not a lifetime annuity because there's no actuarial basis to Social Security. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
All right. Well, here's what I would tell you about Social Security. There's a lot of people who are doom and gloom about Social Security.
I'm not doom and gloom about it. Just don't call it an annuity.
All right. Well, there, at one point, there was an actuarial basis for it. Now, they haven't kept their actuarial...
It was 3 days back in 1937.
Yeah. Well, because life expectancy was 65, they set the retirement age at 65. They only had to pay half the people
Social Security because the other half the people died. They only sent them two checks, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to come back to something.
Yeah.
The three things that you talked about in an annuity, you had three different kinds, and I wanted you to quickly tell us what they are.
Back to the variable annuity, which is used to accumulate money. There's three living benefit guarantees. There's a guaranteed minimum accumulation benefit rider. That's a cash guarantee. There's a guaranteed minimum income benefit rider. That's an income guarantee. And a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit rider. That's a withdrawal benefit. Now, you know, I could get deep in the weeds on each one of them. The point is...
The first one is they write you a check. The second one, they pay it out over a period of time, and you can get either 10 years or lifetime, right?
Yeah, well, you can... Yeah, normally you would turn it into lifetime income at some point,
right,
and they would give you some type of guaranteed payout.
And
then the withdrawal benefit is they guarantee that you can withdraw a certain amount, but you don't have to give up control. You don't have to annuitize the account, and you can still participate, you know, potentially in the upside of the market. you got to watch out for some of the fees in some of these different products, and you really got to, you know, watch them. But the point is this. They all give you some amount of confidence in the downside. They protect your downside, and so that you can ride these ups and downs without losing your peace of mind. You know, I always say these withdrawal benefit and income benefit riders were truly not made for income. They were made to give the investor confidence to stay in the market during downtime so that they could ride the ups and downs. And, you know, eventually these markets, they do go up over time.
Well, the bottom line, folks, is if you're trying to find your own little way to hedge some of the volatility of equities and other things in the stock market world, think about an insurance product, an annuity, as not as a replacement, but as a supplement, as part of your plan. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Yeah, just as a risk management tool. That's all it is. It's a risk management tool.
It's like being your own little hedge fund into a small degree, you know, a part of your, just diversifying in with a little bit of a little bit of stability. Hey, Tom, give us the website again, please.
My website is TomHegna.com.
H-E-G-N-A. The book is Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life. Hey, Tom, will you come back another day?
Sure will. Thanks, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you. We got a lot more to teach us. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.